You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Now, if you have a medical insurance with Discovery, you may want to turn up the volume for this next story as it does affect you. The country's biggest medical scheme administrator today announcing its new tariffs that will affect your monthly contributions. On average, contributions that you pay to be a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member will cost you around 7.5% more as from January next year. But to talk more on the numbers, right now is Dr. Ryan Noach. He's the CEO of Discovery Health. Ryan, thanks so much for your time. So I see that it's a slightly lower increase this time around than the one from 2023, essentially came into effect this year. But just tell us more about what members should be aware of regarding the upcoming changes to their medical aid contributions.
Thanks very much for having me, Fifi, on this important subject. You know, typically medical inflation runs at about 3 to 4 percentage points higher than consumer price inflation. And members of the public really struggle to understand that. They sometimes say medical scheme and health insurance administrators are doing a poor job of containing costs. But actually, anywhere you go across the world, all countries in the world, you'll find this phenomenon of medical inflation at a premium to consumer price inflation. And that's related to utilization factors. So as you correctly say, Fifi, 7.5%, which is effectively 1.5% against the rolling 12-month inflation figure, based on economists' consensus at the moment, is a good increase and well within that band of certainty that we provide in relative to consumer price inflation.
I mean, it's not only sort of consumers who perhaps don't quite understand or would rather not have medical inflation running as high. I see it's also the medical schemes regulator that in fact has asked the industry to keep contributions as close to inflation as possible. Just which according to the Reserve Bank is around 5% for 2024. So maybe give us a little bit of color on that and your response to some of the comments from the medical schemes regulator that has just been mindful of some of the financial stresses that are facing households right now, given high inflation and the cost of living crisis.
Yes, it's an important notice from the regulator, and we're entirely aligned to the affordability pressures that consumers are under at the moment. The notice from the regulator is a technical one, and if you read it carefully, you see that they position the increases to be a minimum of 5%, which is consumer price inflation, plus the various utilization dynamics that are relevant to each scheme on an individual basis. And that portion is a very important addition to the consumer price inflation that the regulator is identifying. In paragraph 4.2 of their notice, they specifically refer to these utilization factors. And it may be of interest to you and your listeners, Fifi, just to understand that. Why indeed is medical inflation driven by utilization at a premium to consumer price inflation? Well, what's interesting as you look across health insurance markets right across the world is that every year a defined population tends to use, and in other words, tends to consume more health care than they did the prior year. Now, isn't that fascinating? So actually, over and above the price increases that happen every year, there's also a consumption increase that happens every year. And that additional consumption increase, which in actuarial terms is referred to as utilization, exactly what the regulator is referring to, is at a premium to consumer price inflation. And this does indeed put pressure on affordability. What it means in simple terms is that medical inflation across the world exceeds wage inflation, which is largely determined by consumer price inflation. And that means that healthcare consumes a growing portion of our take-home pay. Now, in the US, we see various initiatives like Obamacare and others trying to mitigate this burgeoning expense. Notwithstanding, in the US, healthcare now represents $1 out of every $5 in the economy. In the UK, it's putting pressure on the NHS. And I'm sure you've seen the much-published NHS cutbacks and NHS pressure as a result of this medical inflation. It's precisely what we experience here.
How will your consumers, just your clients, Ryan, how have they been holding up in this environment? And we read various data reports on savings and how consumers are coping, what they're cutting back on to make sure that they get by through the month in this environment where you have rightly stated that, I mean, wages are not growing as fast as everything else is rising. What have you seen from a Discovery Health point of view?
Yeah, I mean, we're acutely aware of this affordability challenge that all consumers are facing at the moment. But actually, from the Discovery Health Medical Scheme's perspective, the data is very clear and it shows a picture of stability and growth, in fact, Leafy. So it's interesting to note that during 2022, the last benefit year, Discovery Health Medical Scheme grew on a net basis by more than 20,000 lives. And that's outstanding growth relative to many prior years. So that's on a net basis of growth. So that's the first indicator. The second is if you look at movements between plans, a question that consumers and media often ask is, given the affordability pressure and the economic situation we're in, are we seeing lots of people downgrade their plans to much more affordable plans, to cheaper plans in the range? And the short answer to that is no. Absolutely not. In fact, in 2022, at the year end, 97% of members, or just over 97% of members, stayed on their same plan. Just under 1.5% downgraded plan. And that's mostly due to affordability. And just over 1.2% upgraded plan. And that's mostly due to somebody being diagnosed with something serious, seeking greater benefits on a higher plan. So in short, that data point, upgrades and downgrades, also shows excellent stability of the medical scheme. And I'm pleased to tell you that Discovery Health Medical Scheme is in very good financial health. The solvency levels are approximating 30%, with about 27 billion rand held in reserves. And that's well above the statutory thresholds and well above what would be required on an equivalent risk-based solvency basis. So all this data, Fifi, adds up to us being acutely aware of the affordability pressure, these increases, taking that into account, but the metrics in the medical scheme are actually showing a position of strength as we stand.
All right. Ryan, I think that your members who are some of who are listeners of the show certainly appreciate that explainer and understanding as to why things are going up. But we'll leave it there for now. So Dr. Ryan Noach, he's the CEO at Discovery Health.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.